Teenager Therapy, because we have problems too.
Hello guys, welcome back to Teenager Therapy. I'm Mark.
I'm Isaac.
I'm Kayla.
And as you can see, unfortunately, Gael and Thomas aren't here because they had something to do. But is this our first podcast without Gael?
It is, dude.
Oh my gosh, really?
Every episode had Gael on it. Gael had to do it.
But and it's the first one with just like me, you, and Isaac.
Yeah, this is an odd trio. We're never like in a podcast.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever had we had a trio before when it was just me, Gael, and Isaac.
And it's always been like me, Gael, Isaac, or me, Gael, Mark, and then me, Gael, Thomas. But never Kayla.
Me, Gael, Isaac.
Yeah, I caught that too.
Like, that took a moment to register. I was like, what?
It's all good. We're all in quarantine.
All right, so Kayla, you were talking about a tweet or TikTok you saw, right?
Oh, yeah. So basically, I forgot which platform it was, but it was basically this person saying, like, quarantine has them thinking about the past. And that was just it. And I was like, wow, how do they know? Because, I mean, for me, that...
You're thinking a lot about the past?
Yes, I have. And I didn't... I thought it was just me because, I don't know, I'm stupid, but I guess it's not just me. There's, like, a bunch of other people because it got, like, so many likes.
Well, Mark, have you felt like the same way?
I have, dude. I have. In my dreams especially.
Oh, really? In your dreams?
Yes, dude. I keep dreaming.
Been having a lot of dreams. It's been happening to me.
I know. It's very weird. It's very weird. But like most of my dreams, they're all like realistic, you know. They're not like the fantasy or, you know, you're like put in a random world or stuff like that, but it's more like realistic. It's in reality. Like, I've had dreams where I was in school chilling with people. I had dreams where I was with you guys, just chilling in like someone's house and stuff like that. So I had, yeah. I mean, like, I think it's because like I'm not hanging out with you guys or hanging out with just people in general, which is why I'm not like, missing you guys. So I mean, that's why I'm having those dreams. Maybe, I don't know.
I haven't had much dreams. I mean, I had one like a few days ago, but it was so weird. It had like people that I didn't know why they were in my dreams. Like, what were you doing?
Do you ever have those dreams where it's like just random people from school you barely even talk to?
Yeah.
That was so weird. A few days ago. And I was like, what? Like, why did I dream that? Like, is this a sign or something?
Are they that important in my life?
Like, oh my God. Yes. I always look at those dreams as signs or something, like, damn.
Me too, dude.
Am I really going to take this path right now?
Oh my God, yes. Literally, okay. Thomas knows this. But like, I honestly do believe in signs. Like,
oh, okay, well, I'm going through this
again. No, I'm being for real. Like, if something happens, I feel like everything happens for a reason. You know what I'm saying?
I believe that everything too. Everything does happen for a reason.
Yeah, so everything is a sign. Mm-hmm. It's like an indication of something. So,
you know those tweets and TikToks where if you're looking at this, yes, this is a sign.
Okay, honestly, I believe some of them because some of them are so spot on. I'm just like, dude, how?
They conveniently happen.
Yes.
One time,
it was like so spot on. I was like, dude, I'm like, how? I don't know. I mean, I believe it sometimes, especially if it's like specific and it relates to me. I believe it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I had a dream and it was just, it was weird. Oh, I can't even think about it. It was just weird because it had like people that I didn't really talk to.
Yeah, okay. How did it make you feel?
I was just like confused.
Confused?
I was like, what's going on here?
Okay. But did you enjoy it until now?
Or... Huh?
Did you enjoy it or did you feel sad from it or like what?
No, I enjoyed it. It was like a fun dream.
Okay.
We were just like hanging out. I don't know. It was weird. I don't know.
Do you guys remember a lot of your dreams?
I want to.
I forget like all of them. I only know like two I remember.
From like, I mean, from your whole life?
Well, I remember this distinctly, but one of my recent ones was like really sad. Like, I don't know why it was so sad.
Why? What was it about?
So I was on this train, right?
Okay. And... Train to Busan.
What?
The movie.
Oh, Train to Busan.
So I was on a train, and like, I think I was like in my kindergarten form. I was still like when I was a kid, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And each time it stopped, I would go off, and it would be like a memory from my childhood or like in my life. Like one when like I'm with my family in Mexico.
Yeah.
One when I'm doing like just hanging out with my childhood friends. And then it was just so sad. Like, I don't know why I miss those times so much. It's like so nostalgic.
Aw, you're reminiscing.
That's why I really believed in that tweet when you said it. Like, it was so sad.
Everything nostalgic, dude. Everything nostalgic is so sad.
Oh my god, I know. No, especially like when, like, think about the past. Like, normally I would do that, but like recently in quarantine, I've just been doing it more. And I think I keep on romanticizing the past. Like, I keep on making it seem in my head like it's a bigger deal than it was. You know what I'm saying?
Does that make any sense? We have nothing now. We're just in here and doing nothing.
Yeah, and I keep on thinking, like, I think, I don't know. I'm just romanticizing it. Like, I know that's not how it happened, but that's how I wanted it to happen.
I think that's how nostalgic works, though. Like, ever seen like a movie when you're a kid and you love that movie, and then you watch it as like right now, and like it's not as good as it was before. Yeah.
So
I think that's just, I think that's how nostalgia works, where you only favored that movie because it was such a, like a huge part of your life back then, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was good.
Bro, that's like me with the Polar Express, like that movie.
Oh, dude.
Yes. I haven't seen it.
What? That movie is so iconic. Like, for my childhood, especially.
Yeah. It'd be on like ABC Family, Disney. I think Disney Channel. It was on Disney Channel.
That movie, Mark. Oh my gosh.
The freaking hot chocolate. The hot chocolate scene.
Oh, I'd be so hyped to just drink hot chocolate because of that.
I know, dude. The song. Oh my god. I think I still remember the song too. It was like, hot, hot. Ooh, you got it. Hot, hot. Ooh,
I remember.
You got it.
Nope. Anyway, Mark, you said you watched a video about something or like reminiscing.
This video. It's like a news channel, basically, or kind of something like
that.
Is it
Jubilee?
No, it's not Jubilee, but I do love Jubilee, though.
I know, right?
I love Jubilee. I especially love the mole one. You guys know what I'm talking about?
Oh, like five blink and one is blink?
Yeah, and they figure out the mole, and then whoever wins gets some money. Yeah, I like that. But anyways, this video, right? They said that there was a drastic increase in Google search. Why do I keep dreaming of my ex?
Oh my god.
Yes. Especially at around this time, dude.
Have you dreamed of your ex?
I'm gonna be honest. It happened one time.
You know, it's okay.
It's okay.
I was like, what the fuck's happening? Like, I'm a doctor. You know, stuff like that. But it was weird. It was really weird. Like, like she was just chilling, I was just chilling. It was like a normal day. I didn't like notice her face until like I actually like looked at it. I'm like, oh, it's you. You're in my dream. But yeah, I mean, yeah, that's just like the only case where I dreamt of my ex, pretty much. It was weird. It was very weird. And I think I saw a comment under that video. Like maybe a reason why you dreamt of people or like your ex is because you still want them in your life, or you still want closure from something, or you were just thinking of something that could have happened. But
did any of that relate to your dream?
A little, I guess. A little.
Did you reach out to them?
Nah.
Why?
I mean, it's cause like it's long gone. You know, all of that long gone.
I get you.
Yeah, but after I woke up, after I finished that dream, like, I just started thinking, like, there was something there, you know? Like, mm-hmm. I doubted there was love before. I mean, I'm not going to say love, but I doubted that there was, like, an attraction or there was, like, something special there. Like, I doubted that before, but now thinking back, like, I really disregarded the good sides, and I just kept looking at the bad sides.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, in reality, there was good sides, and, like, she was a really cool person, you know, inside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like when you see somebody in your dreams, then, like, just everything, not everything about them, but, like, the memories that you had with them, like, in real life, then you just start thinking about that, and it's just, like, damn, I wish I didn't dream about them, you know?
Oh, you don't? You wish you didn't dream about them.
Yeah, some of the people, I'm just like, why are you in my dreams? Like, I don't really know you, you know? Like, I want my friends in my dreams.
Were they random people or what? Or, like, people that did you dirty?
No, I think they're just, like, random people from school. Like, people I would see, like, during passing period or something.
Maybe they're just, like, unconsciously ingrained in your mind because you saw them so much from day to day.
I don't know. Possibly. But yeah, like, and I've been thinking about, like, how Isaac was saying, like, my childhood and, like, my childhood friends. And, like, some of these people, I'm just like, I wonder where they are now, you know? Like, I really wish I could talk to them again.
Same. But I know, like, I wonder if they'll feel the same, like, that they want to see me.
Oh, my God. Dude, same.
I really and hope I see them. Like,
it's I've so been sad. Thinking, like, do they think about me sometimes? Like, do I just
like, how I think about them?
Because I think about them sometimes. So I'm just like, are they thinking about me or am I just, like, making up this whole thing in my head? But, yeah, sometimes just wish, like, damn, I wish I could talk to you again. Because, like, I don't know, when you're kids, like, everything is just so innocent, like, natural, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I was just like, wow. And I found one of their Instagrams, but I was like, ooh, do I really want to follow? No. I'm not going to follow.
I can't even find their social media. Like, I feel... If the only way we can meet is if it's by a chance, and like I'm just really hoping, like one day I just come across them like at a store or something.
Yeah,
Isaac, let me tell you something. It will happen. Wait. I mean, shit. Wait.
I think I know what you're gonna say.
Wait. If it's meant to be, it will happen, or something like that. Something like that.
It is what it is.
No,
what?
If it's meant to be, it'll happen.
Oh, yes. That quote. Oh my God, there's always like conflicting sides to that quote. It's like, if it's meant to be, it'll be. But then there's also like, if you don't try, then like, you know?
I get you. There's two different types of people. All right.
Yes.
There's one that believes if it'll... Damn, I can't word it in my head. If it'll happen, it'll happen. And there's the other one that is like, what's the other side?
It is what it is. Oh, wait, is that one the one you just said?
Yeah.
Or the like, you need to put in effort. Like, if you don't do it, then what makes you think like it'll happen?
Like you have to make it happen.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Which one are you guys?
Let's hear from Isaac first. I want to hear how you think.
I don't think things are just meant to happen. I feel like you have to try and it'll happen.
Okay.
I feel like for me, most of the time, I'm like, it is what it is, you know? Like, I feel like it'll just play itself out. But then sometimes I'm just like, what the hell am I doing? Like, aren't you going to do something? Put in some effort, but yeah.
Okay.
But like, if it's something that I can't change, then it is what it is for me.
Okay. That makes sense. I see both sides. And I think it's important to see both sides because, like, there's some things that you can change. And if you try so hard to, like, to make it happen, you're just pretty much just wasting your time or just wasting yourself and your value and stuff like that on that. Right? So maybe it's important that to know that it is what it is. That's why I myself can't choose because it's really conflicting for me.
Yeah, but like for example, like let's say you need a job or something and you're just staying home and you're not even like trying to find a job. Then at that point you can't really be like, oh, it is what it is because you're not even putting in effort.
I see. And yeah. I feel like you're just not living authentically then. You're just looking for excuses to, like...
Yeah, exactly.
You're making excuses for yourself, you know, just to be on the easier path. Exactly. So I guess in that case, it's important to, if you want something, then go ahead and get it.
Mm-hmm. I get that.
For me, I mean, if I had to choose, I lean more towards the, if I want it, I'll make it happen.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
I like it because it's more definitive. Like, you know, if you put the effort in, there's a chance of it coming. Mm-hmm. Are you getting the result you want? But if you're just sitting there waiting for it to happen, like, what if it just never happens? Like, what are you waiting for?
Yeah, like, at the end of the day, obviously you need to put in some effort. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. You need to take that initiative.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and then,
you know that video where it was like this like motherfucker
I like had it in my head, and then there's those cases where you do put in the effort but like, you just don't get what you wanted. So like, what would you do, you know, like what would you guys do if you put in effort into something and it like totally failed? Would you be discouraged? Like, would you not ever do it again? Or like, what's up?
I mean, if it's like something that I really want and like I feel passionate about, then I'll just keep on trying. And obviously, like, I think it's important to take breaks sometimes to like clear your mind and then like try again. But that's only like if it's something that I really truly care about.
I feel like if I feel discouraged after putting all my passion into something, I'm going to feel discouraged into putting my effort into other things, because if I put effort into the one thing I wanted the most and I put it all in and I fail, then what makes me think like that I'll get whatever else I want by putting in the effort?
Okay. I could see that. I see your point.
So, announcements for today. How many days ago? 2 days ago, it was my birthday. Woo!
Yay! Okay, 17.
Yes, 17, dude.
17. Yes, and I just want to say thank you to everybody who wished me happy birthday. I got so many DMs from you guys. It was honestly like it made my birthday talking to you guys. I was like replying to DMs for like an hour or two. So yeah, it was just really nice talking to you guys. So thank you.
Even though we're in quarantine, just seeing all that is so sweet.
Honestly, I liked my birthday, like, surprisingly. I was expecting for it to be, like, kind of a bad day, but it was actually pretty good.
That's good. Well, that's everything. Thank you all for bearing with us, since Gael wasn't here to lead us, but I still feel like we did a good job. I'm proud of us. So thank you guys for listening. Bye.
Bye. Bye.